International experts have told a forum on people smuggling that Australia has a duty to immediately resettle asylum seekers from Manus Island and Nauru. They've also told the University of Queensland Forum that family members should be exempt from criminal prosecution for people smuggling. They say penalties like jail time don't have much effect when people are fleeing persecution. George Roberts reports.
Thomas Albrecht has worked in refugee resettlement for 30 years and is now the UN High Commissioner's representative in Canberra. He says the mental health of refugees on Manus Island and Nauru is getting worse.
The survey, for example, in Manus Island found that 88% of the surveyed refugee population there suffered of serious mental health issues like serious depression, post-traumatic stress syndrome, various types of psychosis and other mental health issues, often in combination. And that is certainly an unprecedented and very concerning finding where I think everybody has agreed that that needs to be addressed immediately.
The forum, hosted by the University of Queensland's Law Faculty, has heard that more than 3,000 asylum seekers have died at sea since the start of this year, with close to 200 of those in waters neighbouring Australia. Thomas Albrecht says the situation shouldn't only be considered as a refugee crisis.
We certainly have a refugee crisis, but I think when we look at that, we are looking at a symptom. Actually, we are facing a crisis of global security that is underlying the refugee situation, and I think that is what is important to recognise, to look at the actual causes and not only to look at the symptoms. As much as we have to help and protect refugees, we have to also tackle the impunity that has crawled back into the mind of too many people who are responsible for the persecution and suffering of so many.
An Italian prosecutor who specialises in people smuggling cases, Frederica Lacioma, and an Austrian professor, Suzanne Reindl-Krauskopf from the University of Vienna, both told the forum that criminal sanctions have little effect on people who are fleeing persecution. Australia has a policy of prosecuting people for bringing family members to Australia via people smugglers, but Frederica Lacioma and Professor Reindl-Krauskopf says their countries have exemptions for family members. Here's Professor Reindl-Krauskopf.
Well, there has to be a certain immigration control in order to protect political, societal and economic stability. But there are situations where criminal law reactions are exaggerated, in my mind.
And what are those?
One would be the smuggling of close family members, because there is a special emotional bond between parents and children, spouses, and this is a value of the core family and should be respected by legal systems. And usually legal systems do respect this emotional bond in other fields. And it would be a contradictory concept to threaten these relatives with criminal sanctions when smuggling their own close family members.
From a criminal point of view, do you think there's any better way that governments can create deterrence for people smuggling?
Well, I'm convinced that one needs criminal law responses because it's one important factor, and of course criminal law also serves for giving symbols and setting examples, so that we need to stick to that, but that can't be the only solution, the only response, because criminal law tackles symptoms but not the root of the problem. So what should be stressed in my mind is finding common approaches and comprehensive approaches, harmonized approaches outside of criminal law, which needs a fostering of political will and cooperation between the destination countries.
The UNHCR's Thomas Albrecht says there are other ways for countries like Australia to provide protection without giving permanent residency.
There are so many of what is called alternate pathways that could help refugees, not only to third country resettlement, which is the traditionally established way, but precisely to give young, talented refugees student visas, maybe scholarships combined with that. Many of the skilled refugees could go through other pathways to contribute through their skills and their experience. And there are many other opportunities, I think, that need to be explored and that could make so much of a difference for one refugee family and for hundreds of thousands of refugees around the globe.
Thomas Albrecht is the UNHCR's regional representative, speaking there to George Roberts.